The following segment is brought to you by Dr. Martin Bastuba, the official board-certified urologist and male fertility doctor of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
And now, back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show, which is being recorded in the Real Estate Ninja Studio. I've got a great segment for you right now because I have in-house Dr. Martin Bastuba. He is a board-certified urologist, sexual dysfunction doctor, and someone who wants to help you live your dreams. Good morning, Dr. Bastuba.
Good morning, Ronnie.
Dr. Bastuba, we've never done a segment about case studies.
Yeah, I just wanted to go through some things that we routinely take care of. Our name is the Male Fertility and Sexual Medicine Specialist, so that's the kind of things we take care of. But we do a lot more, and we try to do it very comprehensively. And one thing that I'd like to touch on in our first case is a patient that had tremendous financial issues. A lot of things were going down with he and his wife, but yet they were still driven to try to start a family together. And when they started reaching out to some fertility programs, since fertility hadn't occurred yet, they were just getting the feeling that things were so expensive that they had nowhere to go, and they were just getting this sinking, hopeless feeling that it was going to be thousands of dollars to even talk to someone. The point I want to make there is that we are kind of the lower expense alternative for many of these couples. I'm a urologist. I mainly deal with sperm and related issues, but we have a certified nurse practitioner on our team, Cindy Jansen, who does the female side of things, and so we try to be comprehensive, and we have ways of helping couples that oftentimes are dramatically less expensive than other approaches. We do not do in vitro fertilization, but we do intrauterine inseminations. And we also have payment programs. We have things that we do to try to keep costs down for couples and bring things down from the stratosphere to a area where people are able to move forward with things, and we base those on couples' individual needs. And so the point was that this particular couple were having issues. They were seen by our nurse practitioner who evaluated them, found out that the female had a uterine polyp. This is a little growth in the uterus that can keep the embryo, the fertilized egg, from implanting into the womb. And so once that was identified, the patient was treated by an OB-GYN, had that taken care of, and then the couple were able to get pregnant, and they ended up not even needing us to do anything in particular for them except make that diagnosis. And that was made all the difference in the world for them. And so they felt comfortable coming to us. The initial visit is very inexpensive. And so that's just the point I wanted to make with that particular case. And sure, I'd like to let everyone know that we can be reached at 619-286-3520 or at our website is www.spermbankcalifornia.com. And so we're easy to get to.
And to your point, Dr. Bastuba, you care about your clients. You want them to be successful, right? Which is even more evidenced by your next case study regarding a vasectomy reversal.
Well, exactly. You know, I've been here for 25 years now in San Diego, and so I have a reputation to protect, but I still have the passion. I love what we do and trying to help couples. So we definitely try to be fair with people and upfront with people. This particular next case was a 38-year-old female, and she and her husband had done an IVF cycle. Now, he had a vasectomy in a prior relationship, had had some children, had a vasectomy, thought he was done. That relationship ended. He met a new wonderful person, and she, being 38, had not been pregnant before. Because of their wish to start a family together, he had sperm retrieved from his body, and that was used for in vitro fertilization, test tube baby type stuff. But unfortunately, IVF, as powerful as it is, didn't work in that case, and it was pretty expensive. That's in the right around $20,000 nowadays to do an IVF cycle. They could not afford to do an IVF cycle, and so they came to me interested in moving in a different direction, which would be a vasectomy reversal. Well, when they heard that the cost of a vasectomy reversal was about a third the price of another cycle of IVF, that put it in range for them. Ultimately, they ended up having two children over some years following that vasectomy reversal. And, you know, many females, even though she was 38 and she thought it was over, it wasn't going to happen, what I've found is even older females with a vasectomy reversal, they don't have to get the high-powered type of hormonal treatment that you need for IVF. And many females that think they're out of range to get pregnant may still be in range to get pregnant. And indeed, my wife and I, our last time we got pregnant together, she was nearly 42. And so many females are still fertile into their 40s. And so just I would encourage people to call us if they have interest in help from the fertility or sexual dysfunction standpoint at our number 619-286-3520. And our website again is www.spermbankcalifornia.com.
What about another case study, Dr. Bastuba? You are inspiring us right now, and I just love hearing the end results in these cases.
Well, this next case kind of focuses on the aspect of us going the extra mile. You know, most people, this would be another gentleman who had had a vasectomy, had a new love, wanted to have a child with his new mate. And the thing is that for couples, when they come to us, what they really want is a baby. For me as a surgeon, well, that requires a vasectomy reversal or sperm retrieval. In this case, they wanted a vasectomy reversal. And so from a surgeon standpoint, I can look at success as, do we have sperm back in the ejaculate? And certainly that is a very important aspect because you can't have pregnancy without sperm being back. However, true success for the couple is pregnancy. It's not, patency is they're open, we've got sperm back. Pregnancy, though, is the ultimate measure of success. That's true success for the couple. And one of the things that I'm so proud about is that after the case is done, for most people who do vasectomy reversals, the relationship kind of ends. For us, it's just the beginning because we have our nurse practitioner who's looking over the female and trying to work with the couple until pregnancy occurs. And sometimes, and in this particular case, the male had sperm come back after the vasectomy reversal, but it had been, 8 months following the vasectomy reversal. They still weren't pregnant. Because we follow the patients along, we brought them back into the office and discussed maybe trying intrauterine insemination, and this couple became pregnant that way with intrauterine insemination, and they were just so pleased. And that's what I'm talking about going the extra mile, doing the case, having sperm back. Yeah, that's great, and it's necessary, but hanging in there, every couple has potentially different needs, and that's something I'm really proud about. I do not know of another program in the country that takes it to that level, working with the couple until pregnancy is achieved, not just till we have sperm back. Please, if you have issues going on, concerns, questions about fertility, sexual function, vasectomy, any of that sort of thing, please give us a call, area code 619-286-3520. We also have an office up in Tustin. My main office is in San Diego. We have another in La Jolla and also one up in Tustin, although I don't clinically see patients there. We have laboratory space there. We'd love to see people. Our website, www.spermbankcalifornia.com, and I'm happy to help anyone who of any background, any social situation. Don't be shy. Please, love to hear from you.
Dr. Vastuba, I'm going to tell you something. You and your staff, you're also not willing to accept boundaries. And I thank you so much for what you do to help people live the American dream, raise a family, and live happily ever after. All right, everybody, as you can hear, I'm fired up this morning because we've got a great show, and I'm bringing on our mortgage expert, Megan Reeves. So if you own a home, you're thinking of buying one, you want to know about mortgage rates and what's happening in San Diego, please stick around. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
We'll be back with more of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show right after this.